Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They asked him yesterday, Tibbs, they did, whether or not he would play both Mitchell Robinson and Karl Anthony Towns at the same time.
What'd he say?
He said, it's intriguing. I think it's something along the lines, it's intriguing. We'll see. You know, Mitch is getting better. You know, his timing is better now. He's playing more. I don't know. Just, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and there could be a chance, and I don't think that Tibbs all of a sudden turned into a coach who can't coach. I think that what happened was that the front office and Tibbs, who probably has a lot of influence in what happens with the roster, came up with a roster that doesn't fit his coaching style.
And which is amazing to me because, you know, wouldn't Leon Rose go to Tom Thibodeau and say, look, we can get Karl Anthony Towns. You had him in Minnesota. You got fired. Do you want the guy?
Yeah.
Wouldn't he say yeah?
And he probably did. And probably like, I'll get him to play better defense. We'll get him in here. We'll do the thing. New York and grit and everything that we had last year. No problem. Just like every other coach in the world thinks that they can fix the player that's got all the talent. And it's really not a talent thing with Cat. It's certainly not a passion thing or an effort thing. He just might be the bridesmaid. You know, he just might be that guy. And guys like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, who have done it already, you know, they're not. You know, and you might get the same thing out of Donovan Mitchell, too, in the postseason. Might get the same type of thing.
So let me ask you this, and be honest with your answer. They're not going to lose to Detroit. I don't believe they're going to lose to Detroit. I think they're going to win in five.
Okay.
All right. So, but if the unthinkable happens, and somehow, because they got to play the games, they end up losing it because this whatever locker room thing that's going on there. What happens next year?
Well, I mean, I think that it ends up being Tibbs first because it's going to be very hard to change the players at this point. And this is something that, you know, I think because of all the moves the Knicks made in a short amount of time, everybody assumes that if this doesn't work, they'll be able to make those moves again. No, they don't have any assets anymore. You know, they don't have any first-round picks anymore. They traded them all away. You know, are you going to be able to swing some sort of deal? You're like, oh, so Karl Anthony Towns fails here, let's say. You're going to get rid of him after 1 year with that salary and trade him to where for what?
So what do you think this team is going to be essentially featuring the same players for the next 3 to 4 years?
I think you have to, and I think that was the plan. And unfortunately, and I'll say this again because I really don't like sitting here and talking about Tibbs getting fired because he's a great coach. He was a part of this turnaround. I love the guy. I will always have a sweet spot for him for being the coach that got this team back to relevancy. But there may be a roster on his hands that he can't fix. And then there just so happens to be a guy with New York roots, Knicks roots, won a championship a couple years ago, who's available, whose time ran out somewhere else.
Oof.
I mean,
that was not pretty, what happened in Denver.
Yeah, and
it was not pretty.
But it was there for a while. You know, it was great for a while.
Yeah, but, you know, GM, coach, like this, players, organization having to take sides. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's tough.
It's the ego part of it.
Yeah. But, I mean, that coach like that isn't just around all the time. You know, and you know, you hear stuff about Spoelstra in Miami, and maybe that's finally running out. And, you know, is that something? Could he come up to the Knicks? I mean, it's going to take something like that. I mean, and that's, you know, with Phil Jackson, you know, there were the times where he would come in and there'd be a group that wasn't getting over the hump, and then he would get them over the hump. And people would say the same things about, you know, the Shaq and Kobe Lakers before Phil got there, and they weren't getting the job done. And, you know, Jordan would only get to a certain point, and then he, you know, all of a sudden turn into the greatest thing we'd ever seen in all the championships. So maybe it's one of those things with this team. Maybe that ends up being what it is.
Well, this team doesn't have Michael Jordan.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah, but...
Sorry about that.
I understand, but yeah. The point, we know that. But Michael Jordan wasn't Michael Jordan until the right coach got there.
But I will say that Josh and Jalen are two guys that have that competitive gene in them. Both those guys have it. I think OG has it. You know, I feel like I trust those three guys in particular to basically take it to another level. And look, OG 2 weeks ago was talking about how he should be Defensive Player of the Year. I don't know what that's all about.
Well, it's what he thinks.
I understand. So you got Mikal Bridges, who, you know, is talking about playing time, wants to keep his streak going. You got one player talking about he should be Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, like, what? Why don't we all on the same page here defensively as a team?
They haven't been the entire season.
That's the thing that scares me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm scared too, but I'm scared by one of the best teams in the league, in the Celtics. I'm not necessarily scared of this first round series, but they'll get bullied around and lose a couple games. Let's go to Matt in Middletown. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, fellas, how are you guys?
Good, Matt. What's up?
So, I love the Knicks talk and, the positivity. But, you know, the Knicks went 1-3 against the Pistons this year. And so, I don't know, guys. I'm not as confident, you know, in this series. I know, Gio, you were saying best in six, and I agree with that. But I don't know, man. I think it might be a toss-up. Like, how do we go 1-3 against these guys?
Yeah, I mean, and I'd have to go back and look at the circumstances in every one of those games. You know, who was available? Was it when, you know, when the last time they played him? Was Jalen Brunson playing? Was there a rest night for some of these guys? I don't remember every one of those single games that they played against the Pistons. And quite frankly, it's not going to matter, just like it's not going to matter what happened in the regular season between the Knicks and the Celtics, we hope, if they face each other in the second round. They're a better team top to bottom. They've got a great young player in Cade Cunningham. They are tough. They're going to stick it to the Knicks physically, which is annoying to me because the Knicks were doing that to teams last year, and it's going to be annoying for a couple of games. They're going to lose a couple of games. I don't think they're going to be in any jeopardy of actually losing the series, but and maybe it's the here's your glass half full. Maybe this series with the Pistons, we're going to throw everything at them. They haven't been in the playoffs in years. The fan base is going to be crazy. They're physical. They rebound. They're tough. They play great defense. Maybe that's the exact thing that wakes this Knicks team up and said, we have to play tougher if we're going to, you know, it's sort of some, like, you know, patsy three-point shooting loser team that they could have in the first round, like the Hawks a couple years ago, where they ended up losing the series. But still, that's not who the Pistons are.
There are serious, serious expectations when they made the trade with Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges. And, you know, they decided that, you know, they were going to keep Mitchell Robinson and he was going to come back in the second half of the season and the game was going to change, or they were going to change. And we did not see it. And then this thing comes out with Wally. And then, of course, you have the whole thing with the Tibbs and Bridges about playtime. And then, I don't know, there's just a lot of weird stuff. And this is why this is Jalen Brunson's team. He and Josh Hart are the ones that have the heart that were here last year that we were rooting like hell for. And unfortunately, they all got hurt. this year they should come back and they should be ready to rock and roll. I mean, they should come right out of this gate on Saturday night, just like Wally said in that newspaper article. Lay the hammer down. You got to let this team know that we're the better team. We are the better team. We have the better players.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see a 30-point win.
I'd love to see four 30-point wins straight away and say, you know what? I want to see a different team in the playoffs because we've been talking about this for months.
Yeah, I know.
I want to see a team that has that fire. As if I take a line from Walt Frazier, that fire and desire, baby.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
Well, just make sure you stay away from them between now and Saturday. You don't want to give any of the players the flu going into the series against the Pistons. So just make sure that you're
right
far away from Westchester and their practice facility in the garden. Just don't get too close to them because we're going to need everybody healthy.